Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Stones bringing us back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Dr. Arki Chankute, author of Built on Trust. He's my trust mentor. He's been our trust mentor for a long time. Arki has helped us take our understanding of trust as just the right thing to do, as it being, you know, almost to maybe in some ways a platitude, to putting handles on it and turning it into a machine, turning it into something we can crank up and use in our lives and understand why we're doing it. And Arki, I thank you for that. We're talking about the concept of trust in your organization. Arki, one of the things that I've been trying to track this year in the coronavirus era is the concept of culture and how culture is the intangible that sustain. And you brought this up in the last segment about culture, how culture is the intangible sustainable force that companies were able to count on when they sent their people home. They sent their worker bees home from the hive. When they came to the hive to begin with, they were imprinted on the culture. When they left the hive and went home, they took the culture with them, and it allowed those companies to leverage that intangible from home, on the phone, on Zoom, over emails. Even though I couldn't see my buddies anymore that I used to see every day, we have this bond, this culture, this trust culture that we've developed over the years that makes the company work. We take that home with us, and it lasts for a while. But then I got to thinking, but you're going to start hiring new people if you haven't already. These people have never been to the hive. They don't know about the trust culture. How do we instill that in those people, Arki? That's something I've been tracking and asking people about. What do you think?
Well, there's a couple of things. Leadership is a big part of it. Let me just say culture, let's say, is behavior that is considered cool, okay? Behavior and thinking, let's say, that is considered cool, let's say, by the hive. Now, leadership is very important, that leadership exemplify, model both the behavior and the thinking so that people can see that. It's also very important that the culture, this behavior that is cool, is so visible and so much a part that anybody coming in new is going to notice it right away. We always recommend, however, that human resources, or whoever does this kind of thing in your company, and it doesn't have to be a big department, has a training course that actually explicitly enumerates, lists the kinds of behaviors and exemplifies.
We're talking expectations, aren't we? Can we not call it that? These are the expectations that this culture requires. This is what you should expect and hold me accountable for. This is what I'm going to expect and hold you accountable for. What do you think about that?
That's correct.
You know, out loud. Say it out loud.
That's right. If you apply for a job, let's say as an engineer, you go through certain tests, certain interviews. You know, the certain kinds of behavior and thinking and problem solving that belongs to engineers. They look for that. They should all companies should look for and imbue these behaviors. You always close things. You make a promise and you give an endpoint for delivery. If you can't make that endpoint, if it turns out because of circumstances, you inform everybody. You never make a pretended commitment. You rather think through to the doubts and the questions and so forth. And if you can't make a commitment there, you say so, and you work through the doubts and the questions together the best way that you can so that you can make a genuine commitment or do something else. Very, very pretended commitments are so expensive. You know, you say you can do something, you don't really know you can do it. Well, good. Just say I don't really know I can do it, mm-hmm. and work through the questions and the doubts one by one, and get help doing it. So civility can be part of this, part of these mores, as they say, kinds of behavior. So that civility doesn't mean, or respect does not mean to me that you withhold the truth when the truth is a disagreement. But it does mean that you bridge it, that you say, you know, I have something to say that may be that may be a disagreement, that may be something differently, different than the way you are looking at things. And I'd like to proceed with that. What do you think? And then say it, but not in a mean way, but in a way that gives the person a chance to understand it, your viewpoint, and also recognizes. It's very important in civility to recognize that most people, most of the time, are trying to contribute.
And,
one thing
I want to point out here, Archie, before we wrap up this segment, is for managers, what I tell my people is, if you can't do what I said or you said we were going to do, I can handle bad news. What I can't handle is no news. And when I get no news, that's a breach of trust. Can't we say that?
Yes, that's a very positive thing to say. I can't handle no news. I can't handle pretend news.
I can handle
news.
Bad news. If you got bad news, load me up. I can, because I can fix that. I can fix what I know has either happened or is not going to happen. I can't fix no news. What do you, quickly, last thought. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Archie Chankute after the break. LearningCenter.net, is that right, Archie?
Yes, LearningCenter.net.
LearningCenter.net. The book is called Built on Trust. You need to get your copy, folks. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.